welcome to the call.
Deacon Connor, God bless you tonight.
Good evening, Pastor Reginald. Pastor Kuiper, how are you?
I'm blessed, my brother. So glad to be on the line tonight. Amen.
Happy to have you. Have about 1 minute.
Pastor Kuiper.
Yes, Apostle.
Can I send you a text after the line?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be glad to hear from you. God bless you. Yes.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. How you doing tonight, Apostle?
I am blessed. I heard somebody say, I'm on piggyback. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen. Amen.
Grateful, grateful, grateful.
What you say?
All right. Sister Brenda, God bless you.
Sister Brenda, hey, brother.
Had not been for the Lord on our side.
Where?
Mm.
Hey.
My Lord. Where?
Where?
Percolate on?
I heard percolate.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome, caller.
Good evening. How's everyone percolating today?
Great. Great.
Amen.
Spoken into existence. Amen. How about Sister Susie?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Well, it's.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, well, you speak them all into existence.
Amen. Good evening.
Talking about you, Sister Susie. You're speaking everybody into existence.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. It is August 4th, 2024. It is about 7:01 p.m. and we are ready to begin our walk in the Word. Welcome to the three P's. M-E, praise, prayer, preaching, and equipping the saints in accordance with Matthew 28:19-24. On the behalf of Gathering Place, Beyond the Wall, Gates of Prayer, Enlightenment Ministry, supported by Manifold Resource Center, we welcome you to the Walk in the Word. This evening, we're going to begin our session with prayer by Deacon Everett Henderson. Then there will be a song by Sister Susie Littleton. And we will have the Lord's Supper, followed by our special guest this evening, Minister
Angela
Mitchell.
Thank you.
All right, we're ready.
Spirit of living God, we come to you this evening, God, to glorify you and praise you, for you are our Father and God. You are the creator of this entire world and universe. And God, we are nothing without you. We come seeking you, God, for you are the author and finisher of our faith. We seek you, God, because you are omniscient. You know all things. You know the challenges of our lives, but you also know, God, how things will work out for us.
Yes.
God, we praise and glorify you because you are omnipotent. You are all-powerful. No matter the powers of this world, elected or appointed, Father God, you have all power and all say so. So we praise and worship you for being omnipotent.
Yes.
Father God, we rest knowing that you are omnipresent, no matter where we are physically, no matter where we are in our mental state or our psychological state. You are there with us. And God, we're so grateful for you being the one and only true and sovereign God.
Yes.
You rule and super rule over this entire universe. So, Lord, here we are crying to you, glory, hallelujah, because you deserve the highest praise. For God, you humbled yourself. You came down from glory. You entered into a mortal being. And, Lord, you allowed your son to walk among this earth, to live as a mortal being, to be abused, to be mistreated, to be talked about, to be crucified, just because you, God, wanted us to be back in the right relationship with you. And, God, we can't thank you enough. We can't praise you enough. But we want to say thank you and to let you know, God, that we are grateful.
Jesus,
we thank you for being that lamp unto our feet, Jesus, and that light unto our pathway. We thank you, Jesus, for always allowing us to triumph through your strength. It is because of your grace and your mercy, Jesus, that we have overcome the many obstacles that are behind us, and we are trusting and believing in you, Jesus, the obstacle that we are to face, that we will continue to be triumphant because you walk with us, you give us the strength, because when you rose from the dead, you declared all power in your hand. And those of us who have accepted you as Lord and Savior, we have that same power. So you left with us the Holy Spirit, the indwelling presence of our God, to remind us that when we are going through situations and circumstances, your word reminds us through the Holy Spirit that we are not to fear because you are with us, and we're not to be dismayed because you are our Savior, our Father, our God. You will strengthen us. You will help us. You will uphold us with your righteous right hand. You, Jesus, give us everything that we want because your word tells us you, Lord, are our shepherd, and we shall not want. So we come tonight sitting at this table seeking understanding. When all I get in your word tells us to get understanding, and understanding is very important, Lord, because as we will face challenges, maybe this evening, this week, we need understanding to know, to remind us that you are with us. You're walking through the fire with us. We need to minister to others, Lord, that are going through some challenging moments, that you're there with them, God.
Yeah.
And, God, I come specifically tonight. I lift up to you every mother who's preparing tonight. Maybe they're out and about still trying to find the last supplies for their children to start school on tomorrow.
Yeah.
I pray that you be with these parents. This year, Lord, I hope that the parents will be more involved with their children's education, be more involved with their lives, to help them be the citizens that you've called us all to be, Lord. I pray, Father God, for the students that will be going to school early in the morning. I pray for your protection over their lives as they walk. Some will be walking to the bus stops early in the morning while it's dark by themselves. I just pray, God, that you would dispatch your angels to keep watching. Lord, I lift you, our educators. I lift you, our principals. I lift you, our counselors, Lord. I lift to you, Father God, every staff member of the education system, whether it be a bus driver, Lord, whether it be a custodian, whether it be cafeteria worker, Lord. I ask that you will anoint each of them to be on alert, to be focused, to make certain our children are being safe and taken care of. But I pray that the teachers, Father God, will have a heart to love students and to nurture students and to teach students and to pay close attention to students when they're not acting right, not to just write them off as being bad students, but to find out, to take the time out to see what is really going on in our children's life. Lord, we just ask, God, that you empower each of us on this line, because many of us on this line, we have children, we have grandchildren. Some of us even have great-grandchildren that are starting school, and some have already started in other counties. But I ask that you help us to be the men and women to help nurture those children. And even if they're not our children, Lord, help us to take up the time with children. The children are our future. Help us, God. Give us the spirit of discernment to humble ourselves, to understand where our children are in their mindset, so that we can usher them into living a fruitful life and being the citizens that you've called them to be, Lord. God, we just ask now your blessings upon every minister and every pastor and every person that you've called to teach and preach your word tonight. I pray your blessings over them all and their family. And I ask God, as they study your word, that you will give them more wisdom and knowledge. Father God, as they go into the community at large and break the gospel, I pray that you will shield and protect them and their families, Lord. And I pray your blessings will continue to flow in all their lives. Lord, we thank you for our brother Carter who facilitates this line. I pray your blessings upon his family. I pray your blessings upon his health and everything that he undertakes, Lord. And all of us that are on this line, all the rest of us, Lord, you know what we stand in need of because you're omniscient. So we're just trusting, leaning, and depending on you, God. For we know that you will work all things out for the good of us who love you, who have been called according to your purpose. God, we ask these things of you in the powerful and precious name of Jesus as we look to you for more understanding. Amen.
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 I know it was blood. I know it was blood. I know it was blood for me.
Yes, yes.
One day when I was lost.
Oh, yes.
I know it was the blood for me.
Thank
it
sister.
Was my Savior's blood.
Yes.
It was my Savior's blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
It was my Savior's blood for me. One day when I was lost, you died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me.
Yes.
And it came all night long.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
All night long.
Thank you, Lord.
It came all night long. Oh, me. One day when I was lost, you died upon the cross.
Yes,
it was the blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
The mama and word. One day when I was born,
you
died upon the cross.
Yes.
I know it was the blood for me. They nailed him to the cross. They nailed him to the cross. They nailed him to the cross for me. One day when I was lost, you died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
They pierced him in his side.
Oh,
yes. They laid him in the tomb for me.
Yes.
One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. But he rose up from the grave.
Yeah.
He rose up from the grave. He rose up from the grave for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood saved me.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Amen. Amen. As we are preparing ourselves, amen, as we meditate on the blood of Jesus that saved us.
Yes.
As we prepare our heart and our minds to partake of the Lord's Supper, the Holy Communion we're about to partake of. So we give you a moment to prepare the elements that we are to partake of, whatever you have as bread and whatever you have as wine. And we hope that all the saints that are on the line that can partake of the supper tonight, that we will do it together. Though we cannot see one another, we are on this line in spirit. We're connected by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
We're connected by the Holy Spirit. And so we're preparing our hearts and mind to receive the bread and the wine. Jesus said in the Gospel of John that he was the bread of life, that whoever came to him would never go hungry. And whoever believes in him will never be thirsty. It was God the Father's will that everyone who looks to Jesus and believes in him shall have eternal life.
Yeah.
And he would raise them up in the last day.
Say
the Lord told them that they must partake of his body and drink of his blood, that we might have part in him. We do this as a sacrament of our belief as Christians, but the power of the communion is to bless us. The blessing of the bread, sacrifice, his body, an atonement, a propitiation for our sins, payment and penalty, the sacrifice of his body. The outpouring of his blood shed for the forgiveness and remission of our sin. So let us prepare ourselves as we reflect on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is the blood that saves us. On the night that our Lord and Savior was betrayed, he and his disciples were supping together in the upper room. At the conclusion of that meal, Jesus took bread. Then he blessed the bread, and he broke that bread, and he gave it to his disciples. We are his disciples on this line tonight. And he said to them that this bread represented his body, which would be given to them, a sacrifice for them. Let us eat and remember of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us eat. In the same token, in like manner, Jesus took the cup, the chalice, the grail, wine, and he lifted it up before his disciples as we lift our cups up to the Lord. And the Lord said to them that this cup represents the new covenant, the new testament in his blood that would be shed for the remission and forgiveness of their sins.
Yes.
There's power in the blood.
Mm.
There's blessings in the blood.
Oh, yes.
There's healing in the blood. There's deliverance in the blood. The power is in the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let us drink in remembrance of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us drink. And surely you can say with all confidence as we close our time of communion, He's coming back again.
Yes, He is.
Coming back again. He's coming back again for me. One day when I was all, Jesus died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood, and I know it was the blood, and I know it was the blood that saved me.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise our God tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless our God tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Deacon Connell.
Amen. And now we hear from our special guest this evening, Angela Mitchell.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for the invitation from Sister Ruby. And I just praise God. I give Him all the glory. All the glory belongs to God and none to us and none to me. All the glory belongs to God.
Yeah.
And I really thank you for the invitation. And Jesus is Lord of my life. He's the head of my life. And again, all the glory belongs to God and none to us. Okay. The title this evening is Jesus Will Fix It. We will be coming from the 23rd Psalm. David is noted as the author of this psalm. Historians document this psalm as a song. King David wrote this psalm because he related his experiences in life to God's character. King David was a shepherd and later reigned as a king. So he changed occupation from a shepherd to a king.
Amen.
Just as David protected his sheep, Jesus protects us, the sheep of his pasture. King David knew the authority of a king. David had a rod, and it was used to guide the sheep. The rod was also used to protect the sheep. The word rod is translated as scepter, and it signifies our good shepherd's right to rule. Jesus is king. King David could identify with God as a shepherd that loves and protects his sheep. In the 23rd Psalm, David recognizes the names and positions of God. King James Version, I'm just going over the 23rd Psalm. Said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Here God is Jehovah Rohi. The Lord is my shepherd. He is the one in authority, the protector, and he has the final word on what happens to us. Yahweh is the one who just is, who called all existence into being. In Exodus, Yahweh was also called Adonai, meaning Lord. And it's the God who rained manna on the children of Israel. You'll find that in Exodus 16 chapter, 4th through the 29th verses. So this was the time, you know, when the children of Israel were complaining against Moses and Aaron. And he was Adonai because he's the God that makes provision. So they called and said, God said, at dusk, they're going to eat meat. And at dawn, they're going to eat bread. So this is Adonai. He's raining manna on the children of Israel. So we're going back to the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So David is praying, God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. There's several translations, but that's one say, God, God, you are my shepherd, and I don't need a thing. Here David is saying that since God is my shepherd, I don't need anything. He supplies all my needs. And if yes. I delight myself in the Lord, he will give me the desires of my heart. Now, God created us to experience desires and passion. He said in his word, seek God for the desires of our heart. The challenge is to deal well with our desires, our passion, and our wants. And we have to submit our desires and our passions. We have to submit them to God in the right way. So that means we got to seek God in his righteousness. And that means that we have to delight ourselves in the Lord. So it's all right to have passion because God desires for you to have them and desires. But you got to know how to submit it to God in the right way. And so here we see God in the first verse of 23rd Psalm. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. God provides everything we need. So we see the different things that God has. So Jehovah Jireh here in that first verse. The second verse, he said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. Here God is Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. So God is saying, hey, I am peace. I am the mere definition of peace. I am more peace that passes all understanding to you. So I'm saying I am making you lie down in green pastures because I'm peace. I'm taking you away from one environment and putting you in another environment. He said, you have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. So God is turning it around and put them in a place of grass and that lush green grass. And there are no caterpillars, no crickets there, no snakes. It's a calm, protected place because God is leading David in that protective place. And he said, you have changed my environment, my location, to a place that is peaceful, serene, where I can relax and be calm. Because he sees the tension. He sees the anxiety. He sees the things that worry us, and he has to take us away from that environment because he wants us to stay calm. He wants us to be in a place where we refuse to worry about anything or anybody. I'm saying we have to refuse to worry about anything or anybody. So that's the reason he has to take you to that calm place. And then you're going to get some water. And say, that song say, it's cooling water. It's the water from the well. So he has to take us to a place where a place of comfort and a place of peace. He said he restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So this is God. And I can't pronounce that Hebrew word, but it means faithful. So God is faithful. And you'll find that word in Deuteronomy 7th chapter, 9th verse. It's saying that God is the faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations. So God is keeping his covenant. So what that literally means is that God, your prayers and your covenant you have for with God, that means he's keeping that covenant to your children, to your children's children, to your children's children's children. He's keeping it, and he's blessing your children because of the prayers have gone down, the timber that has been gone down through you and your other foreparents, matriarchs, patriarchs. He's blessing those children. Remember how God used David to bless Jonathan's son. Now, Jonathan is gone on, but he's keeping that covenant. Is there anybody here that I can, from the house of Jonathan, that I can show some grace and be good to. So that's what God is doing. He's faithful, and he's showing grace to our children, even the children and the grandchildren that we will never see because God would have taken us home. But those people, but the covenant will still be to the other children that's left. The covenant with God is there. So that's why he's called faithful God in that. And that God is true to his word. True to his word, he said, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Sometimes you can't, so much going on, you can't even catch your breath. So in that 23rd Psalm, when he's saying restore myself, he's allowing you to catch your breath. He's taking you away for a minute. He's saying, come unto me. And he's taking you away so you can catch your breath, so you can be restored. And then he said, Jesus restores, refreshes, changes the atmosphere. You can depend on God. He keeps his promises. Okay, then he says, okay, after he said, restores my soul, he says that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Okay, so God is saying when you in that pitch dark place, that's like the valley of death. He says even though you're in that black place, it's a place full of blackness, and you can't even see, it's so dark you can't see your hand in front of your face. Things are going around and they are, it's just like you're in the abyss. It's too much going on in this dark. But he said, even in that place, in that place of darkness, what he says, he's with us. So he's saying here, even when the way goes, when we're going through that death valley, we are not afraid. See, there's no fear in this place. Because when we go into that place, that you are walking at my side. Jesus is walking with us while we're going in that dark place. And if he is walking with us, there's no need for fear. And you don't feel any fear because you can feel his presence. And you can also feel him holding your hand. And the Bible speaks of God saying, I will hold you with my right hand. That powerful right hand. He's holding you. And then so he's saying, your trusty shepherd, Crook make you feel secure. Really, the rod he's talking about, that stuff. So it's making you feel secure. Because he knows that, we know that God, just as a shepherd, he got a rod, and he's not going to let anybody harm his sheep. He's going to protect his sheep, regardless to where it goes. And God has so much favor on our lives until, even if you miss, he will still show favor.
Amen.
He will still show favor to you, even when you miss it. He'll forgive and come back and restore. Because God still says, I'm married to the backslide. So he'll still come back to you. He'll still. Now God is our protection. And that name for God being our protection is Elohim Shamri. The Lord himself watches over me and is my protective shield, my protective shade. And that's Psalm 121. I know everything I'm saying, you already know it. But it's just like a built-in reinforcement. And it's saying when I lift my head up and I lift my head to the hills, I'm looking to Jesus. Nobody else, not my mama, not my sister, not my brother. I'm looking to God. And he's watching over us. They say the eye of the Lord is in every place. He's watching. He's watching when we feel good, watching when things going well with us. He's watching when people crooked around you. He's watching when things are just not right. His eye is on you. He's watching. He's watching. And so God is with us. And that name for God is with us is Emmanuel. He will never leave us. He will never, no, not ever forsake us. And then this part here, he said, God prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So God has planned a banquet feast for you. And he's preparing a table, and then he's inviting you. But guess what? He also invited your enemies. And he's invited the enemies to show and to prove to the enemies how much favor and how much love that he has for you. And he's proven himself, and he's blessing you a heap, not a lot, a heap. He's blessing your heap, and he is showing your enemies how much he's doing for you. He got the enemies there. And then he said he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So God is serving us a six-course dinner right in front of our enemies. And he's reviving our drooping head, and our cup is brimming over with blessings. He is, while you sitting there, and God has prepared a scrumptious meal for you in the best place, and you're seated at the best place. While God is doing that for you, your enemies sitting there watching. And while your enemies, your enemies are watching, your enemies might eat the McDonald's, but you got a six-course meal. You got a six, and your head has drooped because you've been on attack for a while. So since your head has been, God's going to prove himself to you. And not only is he proving himself to you, he is proving himself to your enemy. He's proving. And so your six-course dinner, and I know you all know about it, your six-course dinner consists of an hors d'oeuvre, soup, appetizer, salad, main course, and dinner. And that's what God is doing for you. And it's saying God is preparing an extravagant feast for us right in the very presence of those who have lied on you, betrayed you, been jealous and envious of you, and those that have cursed you with their mouth. They said evil things against you with your mouth. But the Bible tells you the costless curse will not come. Just stay on the battlefield. Stay and let God fight for you. So we're going to sit and enjoy and going to enjoy our meal, and we're not going to have any fear. We got our enemies all around us while we're sitting there eating. And another thing, we're not getting choked while we eat. We're not getting choked while we're eating our food. So, and then the last part says, your beauty and love chase us. Our beauty and love chasing after us every day of our life. God's beauty and his love. See, God called us. We didn't call God. And God drew us to him. So God called us when we were not seeking him. Because the Bible says while we were yet sinning, God commended his love to us. So he called us first. He drew us to him. It wasn't anything about it. All the glory belongs to God. All the glory. So God chased us with his beauty and love. He kept chasing, and he's still chasing because he's saying, I want to do more to you. God is still chasing after you, and he's still saying, I want to restore you, and I want to restore everything that was taken from you. I want to restore you. It's in my heart to do good things. Because God tells you, I know the thoughts that I have for you. He said, I got plans of good and not of evil for you. So he's doing restoration. And he's putting a divine covering. We have a divine covering coming from the Almighty God. And then we got angels encamped around us. We got them protected. So God is saying, God's beauty, which is his compassionate nature, his empathetic nature, he's faithful and he's forgiving. That's his beauty. And his love is his concentration on us every day of our lives. God is concentrating on you. Now, don't think that I don't love God. So I'm going to tell you this. He's saying it more than Kenny Rogers saying, you're always on my mind. We are always on God's mind. Day and night, God is always on his mind. So God is chasing us. He's chasing us with favor. He's chasing us with love. He's chasing us with good things. He's restoring things. He's just doing everything that would keep us. And I'm going to end with the song. I'm not going to sing it, but I'm just going to say the words to it. And these are the words. It says, if I walk in the pathway of duty, If I work to the close of the day, Lord, I shall see the great King in all his beauty. When I've gone the last mile of the way, when I've gone the last mile of the way, oh, yeah, I shall rest at the close of the day. For I know there's joy awaiting when I've gone the last mile of the way. If I work for Christ to proclaim the glorious story, oh, Lord, if I see for his sheep who gone astray, I am sure he will show me his glory when I've gone the last mile of the way. Thank you all.
Amen.
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 To God be the glory. To God
Amen.
Be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Any questions?
Well, I guess I would just make a couple of comments.
Go ahead.
Well, God bless you tonight. It was Minister Mitchell. Amen.
Yes, sir.
God bless you tonight. Thank you for that word tonight. And as I was listening attentively, you know, And I heard you say, Jesus will fix it. And in this song, we know that our shepherd is overlooking us to fix it. So you let us know that he is watching over us, providing for us, giving us peace. He's faithful to us as he watches over us. And he sustains us even in the midst of our enemies. So I thank you for that as you share that with us. And we want God to continue to watch over us. We need a shepherd. We need somebody to watch over us. We need to know that God, I like the fact that you said we're always on his mind. We should always have him on our mind, but we know we're always on his mind.
Right.
We are his workmanship. So we thank God for that. So I thank you for sharing that word and that message. Yes, a 23rd song for me, but it's always something we can glean from hearing the word and the ministering of the word. So thank you for ministering that word to us tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
God
bless you. God bless you too.
Any more questions or comments?
Amen. Thank you.
Bless
Amen.
You.
Minister Mitchell. We thank God for that psalm. It's favorite of a lot of people. It's David's testimony.
Yes.
And it should be the testimony of all of the people of God. The attention God gives to his sheep.
Yes.
And as David was a sheep of the animals, you know, he learned the goodness of God through hand-on of what he had done and realized just as he gave attention to the sheep, you know, God, the Lord, his shepherd was giving attention to him and how he had been with him and provided and protected even in the midst of danger. God never left him, even when he looked over the sheep as a little boy, how God empowered him to take care of, to protect the sheep. And he, you know, after doing that, looked to see God done the same thing with him. He protected him and provided for him, and God is still doing the thing. And the thing I love about the 23rd Psalm is that God loves us so much. He go ahead of us, you know. He sees the danger ahead of us, and he protects us, and he can lead us around it or over it or under it or whatever. But, you know, with cattle, they drive cattle. But God loves us so much, he leads. Even in coming to this earth, you know, he led the way. The songs say, let him lead you from earth to glory. And the Bible said that he has gone before us into the heavens. He led the way. He showed the way. You know, he didn't just tell us to go, but he actually took the time out, laid aside his robe in glory, and came down and took on the vile body of a human being, because God, he knows all things. He knows everything. But God loved man so much that he wanted to experience what we felt. And the Bible says he allowed himself to be tempted in every point as we are, as mankind is, because he knew, but to experience it personally, he came down and took on our body so that he could experience, he could walk through the things that, you know, concerns us. And that's why he can perfect, according to Psalms 138 and 8, he can perfect all things concerning us because he allowed himself to be touched with those feelings, to feel what we feel, to know experimentally. He knew everything, but he wanted to experiment in a human body what we feel and what we go through. And that's a shepherd. A shepherd lead the way, you know, of the physical sheep. They lead the way. The shepherd of the physical sheep, they will lay down their lives for those sheep. And at night when they gather those sheep into a place and there's no door to it, but they will lay down themselves at the door, that whatever come after the sheep got to come get to them first. And that's the way our shepherd is. He careth for us. And he tells us to cast all of those cares upon us, for he careth for us. And I just, it stirs me when I get to talking about the 23rd Psalm, the care that God gives. And the Bible said even the angels desire to look into the love relationship that God have for man. And he is a good shepherd. Amen. He is a good shepherd. And I thank you. Amen. Minister Mitchell, it's been a long time since I've seen you or heard from you, but it was good to hear tonight you on the line and to hear you expound upon the word of God to remind us, in spite of what troubles, what dangers, what difficulties, what adversities we face, that we got a shepherd that cares. We don't have a hireling. We have a shepherd. He really cares for us, and he proves it to us every day. And I thank God for that word and that reminder of who we have in our lives and on our side that is willing to go ahead of us to face the danger even before we face it. He's already tasted of it. And I thank God for that. That's a loving shepherd. And I know that he cares for us. And I thank God for you, woman of God. I pray that God will continue to bless you, that you might explain and share the word of God. Remind us to us of who we have on our side and who we have defending us. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. Bless the name of the Lord. He's a doctor in a sick room. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. He's a counselor, a wonderful counselor. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You can get stirred up talking about this good shepherd. Amen. And I bless the Lord tonight for having been able to hear and be reminded of who, amen, that we have even on the inside. Amen. Come to stop with us. Amen. Come to walk with us, to talk with us. Amen. Glory to God. I bless God for that word tonight. It is a blessing to hear it every time I hear it. And I thank God for each of you that are on the line tonight, every male, every female, for the part you play in the kingdom of God, the work you do in the vineyard. Amen. The good shepherd will reward us all. But I thank God for each of you tonight. Thank God for the prayer warriors. And amen. Thank God for, amen, every minister of the gospel that is on the line and those that come regularly to expound upon the word, to rightly divide it, to give us a greater understanding of who God is and what he desires and wants from us, according to Micah 6:8. Amen. God is a good God. He's a good shepherd. He's a mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. Amen. My Father, amen, is going on to be with the Lord, but the Father God is still with us every day. And I bless the Lord for that tonight, for each of you. And I pray that everybody on the line, thank God for, amen, glory God, our absent Dr. Singleton, and thank God for Pastor Kuiper, and thank God for all of you. I don't like to get calling names because sometimes you will, amen, humanly forget, amen. Mm-hmm. But I thank God for everybody that is on the line, for those that, amen, except for them calling in, you don't, amen, hear anything from them, but that pray in the background, that pray for one another.
Yes.
Thank God, amen. Prayer is a great and a mighty tool, and I thank God for the prayer warriors here on the line. Amen, Sister Brenda, Brother Everett, and I know there are those that don't, amen, pray often on the line that are prayer warriors behind the scene, and it is a blessing to have people behind the scene praying, amen, for even the leaders, the preachers, amen, that God will continue to bless his ministers to continually share the word of God with us, and preachers need to be preached to.
Amen.
And I thank God for the word of God, amen, and the preachers, the men and women of God that he is calling this day to carry his word and to spread the gospel. God bless each of you, every male, every female again. God bless you for the part you play, even the calling in. Amen. Glory to God. If we didn't have those that call in, amen, there would be no line. Amen. Mm-hmm. I've heard preachers say they will preach to a pew, but I'm not one of those. Amen. The pew don't have a soul. Amen.
No.
So, amen. Thank God for those that, you know, call in and, amen, regularly and come, that they may continually be reminded and hear the word of God. God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. Have a great, a safe week. Amen. Again, Minister Mitchell, is so good to hear you, and I really enjoyed that word tonight, reminding us who we have on our side and who we have in our life. God bless you to continue. And everybody, amen, be blessed. Love you with the love of God. Have a great one.
Amen.
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 Minister Mitchell.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that word today. It's this confirmation to me. I had to go through the 23rd Psalm with my son today, and I thank you. I did let him know that God was with him, although he's going through. I told him he was just going through, but God is there protecting him. And don't let all that clutter and that negativism mess with your mind. And thank you for that. That is confirmation to me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be all the glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I echo everyone that's come before me, and I thank you for this word. You know, I oftentimes have thought back to my grandfather. I never got to meet either one of my grandfathers. My paternal grandfather was a minister.
Mm-hmm.
And when you brought out the fact that our grandparents, those of us who are grandparents, would never get this proud to see our other offspring, but the fact of the matter that oil runs down from generation to generation, and I think back on my grandfather I never met before, how he prayed. He was a minister, and I can think back many times being in the midst of my grandmother, who I know prayed for me many times, and that has kept me. And that's truly a blessing to know that you have a legacy to look forward to, handing down the word of God to. And that's going to even help me even more when dealing with my grandchildren now, to sit down with them even more and teach them God's word. And I thank you for this message, because the Lord is our shepherd, and we just have to put everything in his hands, because he knows it all, and he knows how things will work out
we just got to trust him even more. So thank you. May God continue to bless you and give you more and more understanding as you stand before your people to share the word of God. I pray your blessings upon you and your family and everyone on this line. Y'all have a great night.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Dave. Amen. Thank you.
God's good.
Amen.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
My daddy taught me the 23rd song when I was 5 years old.
Okay.
And I could recite it at any time. 5 years old, I never knew what it meant. But in later years, I finally, after going to Sunday school, and after teaching Sunday school, I found out what the 23rd Psalm was all about.
Yes.
But tonight, just added to, and I don't know what, glorified what I already knew. That was a wonderful walk. That was a wonderful walk in the Word of the 23rd Psalm. So I thank you. I thank you, Minister Mitchell, for your presentation today. Anyone else? Any more remarks, comments, questions? Amen. Praise the Lord this evening.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm still here. I love that part. I'm still here. That's my praise for. He has kept me.
I have a praise report.
Go ahead, Sister Lucas.
Praise report for Carla Hopkins. She's bouncing back. God is good. Yes, he is.
Amen.
He's good.
Amen. Amen. Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Is she out of the hospital?
Yes, she is. She's out.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Any other praise reports? I think God for a no pain day.
Praise God.
Around my age, you know what I mean by the no pain day. He didn't give out.
That is
no
a blessing. Amen. 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 I just acknowledge the goodness of God. Amen. Just acknowledge it. Amen. He is a good God. Amen. He is their good shepherd. And I acknowledge his goodness. Amen. God kept us all from the cradle even unto now. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So we move on to our prayer list this evening. I've heard someone, Apple mentioned someone to be added. So would you repeat that? Anyone to be added to the prayer list this evening?
Minister Angela Mitchell, please add her to the prayer list.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else?
Amen.
I heard,
Amen.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Amen. I just was going to say, Deacon Carner, Sister Brenda, if we could add Kamala Harris. Amen to the prayer list.
Amen. Amen.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask somebody else, but I won't call his name.
Yeah, no, I thought about him. But we won't be
able to. Anyone else this evening? Anyone else?
Well, we can pray tomorrow. Kids in Bill County back to school. We're going to cover the teachers again because they need prayer with these children. They need prayer with these children.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, indeed.
Probably more so than the children.
Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else? Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. If there's no one else, Sister Brenda, are you ready?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Our Father, our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful again to be on this line because we realize it didn't have to be. So, Lord, we come today asking your forgiveness for so many sins that were done known and unknown, thought and unthought. We come today just giving you praise and giving you glory and giving you thanks.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, my. I come this evening, Lord, thanking you for this young lady that has presented us with the 23rd Psalm, which never gets old. Thank you that you are. So, Lord, we come today lifting up Minister Angela Mitchell.
In the name of Jesus.
We come lifting up Vice President Kamala Harris. And we lift up the political arena because it's getting to be a mess. Always has been, but sometimes it's more of a mess than others. So we lift up the one that even is the enemy, Brother Trump, sometimes. We lift him up that he will come to his senses.
Need Jesus. Yes, the Lord, Christ. Jesus.
We come.
Yes,
lift up all our teachers.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
All our principals.
Yes,
vice
Lord.
Secretaries, counselors.
Yes, Lord, Jesus.
Anyone that's involved with the school system, bus drivers. Oh, yes, our bus drivers.
Thank you, Lord, Jesus.
Having worked in the school system, I can understand all what they go through. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our children.
We lift
up our parents. Train your child up. Lord, that they will be respectable children when they
go
to school house.
Do Lord.
So, Lord, we lift up our parents, our grandparents, and relatives, anybody involved with our children.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, what a difference it is now. And I know children have never been saints, but it's a major difference now than when we were brought up.
Yes.
One, our parents didn't tolerate all this foolishness that we they do now. So, Lord, we lift up all of our children.
Yes, Lord.
We lift them up, Lord, that they will be loved and feel loved.
And
that they will show respect and get respect.
Yes, Lord.
Come right now in the name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Giving you all the praise and all the glory.
Yes, Lord.
And we do ask not only for the respect of the school system and our children, but we ask for protection.
And safety
among them.
Yes, Lord.
That they will come and go. Without having bullets thrown at them and knives and
all kinds of evilness.
Lord, lifting them up right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And every child will have one pass their way that knows Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And that word will touch them.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we claim victory in our school system today.
Yes, Lord.
We give all the praises in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 First, I want to thank everyone that tuned in on the line this evening. I want to thank the percolator, Mary Henderson, Susie Milton, Pastor Reginald Piper,
yes,
and all the comments that were gathered that made this a good session this evening. And we want to especially thank Minister Angela Mitchell. Please,
yes,
Mitchell, would you come back to see us?
Amen.
Yeah, I come back. Yes, I'm glad to have an invite. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And the rest of you have a wonderful evening. And I love everybody, all y'all.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Good night to all.
Good night.
Good
night.
Good night,
everybody.
And God bless everyone. God bless everyone.
Amen.
Thank you.
Good night,
everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Patches, Mama Maddie Aurelia.
What?
Yes. Moving Maddie, Mama.
Yes, yes.
What do you want now?
Love you, girls. I love you, girls.
Love you too, darling.
Ma, you know, I'll probably activate you before you go to bed just to wake you up.
You don't want, you done did that once now. And once is enough.
Well.
I'm going to be awake for a while because I got to make some calls.
That means she ain't talking to me for a while, y'all.
Well, you got to put Jig to bed.
That's what I'm going to get up and start doing now.
Okay.
Start getting him ready for bed, and hopefully I can get to bed early myself. Sounds good to me.
Okay, Matt and Aria, y'all going to Old Timers on Great Highway Tuesday?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay.
Sound like a winner.
It's at 2 o'clock, Ruby.
Oh, it's at 2 o'clock. Oh,
yes. 2 o'clock.
All the good food will be gone. I want
you get senior discount.
I'll be wanting fresh food.
Well.
Throwing it out, but anyway.
You can go in there and wait on them. It's a surprise, so we get there before 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, all that's on Facebook. That's where I'm getting it from.
It's going to be a surprise, though, if it's on Facebook. Everybody read Facebook. Everybody talk.
She doesn't.
I just don't think that do look at Facebook.
Her daughter may, but not her. And her daughter wasn't saying it was going to. Renee said it is a surprise. It would be a surprise if she knew about it. To live at 96, that's a blessing.
Amen.
That is a blessing.
That's a blessing. And it is on her birthday. Her birthday is the 6th of August.
Oh, okay. I know somebody's birthday is the 8th of August.
And?
86.
I'm not 96, but I'm blessed to be able, if I live, to see 83.
I know what you mean by that, so close. Amen.
All right, you all.
All right,
good night.
Y'all.
Good night.
Bye.